From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish authorities are intensifying their search for the gunman responsible for the New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul that left 39 people dead and wounded dozens more, including this U.S. citizen, on a gurney at the airport before catching a flight home.
This is a massive tragedy. This is very unfortunate. For me, I wake up in the United States, I eat breakfast. You guys wake up and have to think of this. It's so sad.
Turkish media reported Monday that 8 people have been detained over the assault, but the gunman is not among them. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton if Turkey is now ground zero for terrorism.
Unfortunately, it's looking that way, Victor. There's a strong correlation around the world between the breakdown of good governance and the extent to which terrorist groups can embed themselves. We see this with Nigeria, obviously with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia. Unfortunately, Turkey is joining in that list. In the last 3 or 4 years, between 70 and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5-6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. There's an agreement among the Democratic Republic of Congo's political factions to try to defuse the crisis over President Joseph Kabila's extended rule. Kabila's ruling party proposed new elections in 2018. He was due to leave office last month. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi